Emily Petrikola, she is a world record holder in Paralympic cycling. She won gold and silver medals in Paris in 2024, gold at the Tokyo 2020 Games, and has won multiple world titles. Not just a leader on the world stage, though, Emily is nurturing the next crop of para-athletes as the Para-Sport Unit Lead at the South Australian Sports Institute. Emily Petrikola, thanks for joining us on Summer Grandstand.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. And can we start, before we get to what you're doing off the bike, so to speak, can we start with where you're at as an athlete? Because the roll call of honours almost speak for themselves, but you are 45 now, if you don't mind me emphasising, and you're still competing. So what are your immediate aims?
Well, I've only just started training again for the next season. So we've got to go to Road Nationals in a few weeks. I'll be very underdone for that. The main aims for me in the next 12 months would be both Road World Championships and Track World Championships later in the year. And then, you know, with the ultimate aim of trying to go to one more Paralympics in LA.
And what is the secret to your durability in the sport?
Starting late. And having a young training. I might be old, but I've got a young training age for the sport.
Yeah, sure.
I'd already built the engine well before I started. So I think cycling's a bit forgiving like that.
Yeah.
Have there ever been times where you've thought, oh, I've got to pull up stumps? Or have you managed to manage yourself, your mind, your body?
All the time. No, since 2022, it's been a pretty consistent conversation about whether or not I should continue, because my disease progression has been relatively significant since then. But I work with some pretty great people, and my specialist assures me that it's not making anything worse, and in fact is possibly keeping me out of a wheelchair. So for as long as it does, and as long as I'm enjoying it, I'll keep doing it. But I would say for sure I won't be competing beyond 28.
You mentioned disease progression there. Are you able to give us some more insights into exactly how that shows itself?
Yeah, well, I've got MS, so initially it was relapsing remitting, which meant that I had periods where I felt reasonably good, still had disability, but had periods where things were more settled. I just don't get that anymore, so just consistently now degenerating year on year, which is a little bit depressing if you think about it for too long, but most of the time it's pretty, like, it's manageable enough. So, but I've just got to be mindful and listen to my body and listen to all of the people who work with me to keep me moving in the right direction.
And I guess it's part of a broader story and phenomenon, Emily, but how has sport sustained you?
Oh, sport has been so important in my life since I have been sick. I never would have thought I could be an elite athlete, you know, once I stopped rowing when I was 21 or whatever it was. So to become, you know, a Paralympic cyclist at the age of 40 and then win a gold medal and then be able to go back 4 years later and defend it, you know. And actually the beautiful thing about sport, what it's allowed me to do is focus on something that I can do really well, as opposed to all of the things that I now have limitations in and can't do anymore. So, you know, Paralympic sport's special for so many reasons, which is why, you know, I'm so passionate about giving people an opportunity to engage in it and you know, break as many barriers as we can to get people into any sport that either works for their body or that they really love.
So tell us about the work that you are doing in the Parasport unit at South Australian Sports Institute.
Yeah, I'm the para unit lead, so I have this amazing team of six individuals, including myself, that work together to try and allow people with disability to access sport. So they'll register with our unit and then we'll either put them through a program, or we will provide advice as to the best way to go about entering sport for them. And, you know, one of our programs is run across 8 weeks. They can sample 14 different sports, and then we can connect them to whichever sport that they really love off the back of that program.
And is participation in para sports increasing in Australia year on year?
I would say that it hasn't been. You know, right. Paris was the smallest Paralympic team, I think, that Australia's ever fielded, and it was probably one of the worst performing. So that's the reason why the government has, you know, put this enormous investment into para sport, so that by Brisbane 2032, because we know that we need to start now if we want to have the biggest and best team we've ever had, we need to start to find and develop talent. So, you know, a big role of the unit is to, number one, be able to identify talent, but also to allow people access, remove barriers and access sport in a way that they haven't been able to before.
So the poor showing in Paris, is that a direct line to a lack of funding?
I would say that there's a pretty strong correlation, yes. Yeah. You know, the Olympics came off their most successful and we came off our most unsuccessful.
Right. Yeah.
And barrier is a word that you use there. What are other barriers that you would highlight and that clearly have been highlighted to the government who have devoted more resources?
People just don't even know where to start in terms of finding access points for people, for young people with disability trying to engage in sport. The other issue is many people also acquire a disability and they don't even realise that they have the opportunity to participate in sport anymore. It takes a while to, you know, if you've gone through a traumatic incident and you know, an acquired a disability, it can take some time to come to terms with that. And then once you have, you feel like the window for sport has closed. So, you know, what we're trying to do is make it as accessible as possible. We go in, our unit goes out to the repat where we've got people who've, you know, newly acquired spinal cord injury, brain injury. Just give them an opportunity to, tell them a little bit about what we do and what the options are out there and what the opportunities are. And then we just do some sport sampling with them on site so that not for right now, but for later when they're ready to know where they can come for some advice and for some help trying to find their way back into community.
And so if people are listening to this now and thinking, well, I'd like to investigate that or pass it on to someone I know, where would you steer them immediately?
Straight to their sports institute. Like, so anywhere, every state in the country has a para unit now, state and territory. So you can just contact your local or your regional institute of sport and they'll be able to give you some advice and you can register. Usually you can register with each of them, I'm fairly sure, just online, and then someone will be in contact.
Well, you're clearly doing a great job there, guiding the next generation, if you like. So I've got a good feeling about LA 2028, and we'll see you there as well, Emily. LA 2028.
We'll see if I can make it. There's a long time between now and then, and I've got to be pretty successful to make the Australian team. So I'll be doing what I can.
All right. Well, you've got our full support right here, and we love your story, and we appreciate your time on Summer Grandstand today.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate the time.